This is NPR.
Thanks, Rachel. Don't blame us. That's what Iran is saying in response to U.S. charges that they're supporting militants in Iraq. Yesterday, Iran flatly denied backing Shia militias. Tehran says it wants a stable Iraq. This is at odds with recent statements from many American officials, including Defense Secretary Robert Gates and top commander General David Petraeus. A new study finds more than 250,000 American troops fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan suffer from major depression or post-traumatic stress disorder. Half haven't even gotten treatment. NPR's Guy Raz has the story.
According to RAND, another 320,000 troops have sustained a possible traumatic brain injury. TBI, as it's known, is when the brain is rattled inside the head by the force of an explosion. The study also says almost 20% of all troops who've served in Iraq or Afghanistan suffer from some form of mental illness. Symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, include irritability, outbursts of anger, difficulty sleeping and concentrating, and extreme vigilance. The Army's Director of Psychological Health welcomed the study. She acknowledged that the Army is still falling short of providing treatment to all soldiers who suffer from both temporary and long-term mental illness.
NPR's Guy Raz reporting, and it's Friday, so later this hour we'll have much more on the war in our segment, The Week in Iraq. Israelis closed off the West Bank and Gaza today after militants attacked a key crossing point. It could be a prelude to a major Israeli offensive. Israeli forces killed a top militant leader in the West Bank city of Nablus Friday. Hani Al-Kabi was part of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade. Israel claims he masterminded several attacks. Here in the U.S., we're in the worst flu season in years. The Centers for Disease Control says this year's vaccine hasn't worked very well. Health officials try to make a vaccine that will take out the main flu strain, but there's no way to know what they'll face. In good years, it can be 90% effective. This time, only about 44%. It's the worst vaccine since 1997. Remember that Red Sox jersey that a fan tried to curse the Yankees with? Go to eBay and it can be yours. A Boston fan buried the jersey under the Yankees' new stadium in the Bronx. The Yankees found out, dug it up, and gave it to the Red Sox. Now it's for sale to benefit a cancer charity. It doesn't seem to have made a difference. New York beat Boston Wednesday night, then last night, Boston won. Rapper Foxy Brown will be a free woman this weekend. Today's her last day in prison in New York. She was in for 8 months for violating probation. She's not wasting any time getting back to work. She's got a new album coming out in May, and naturally, we'll start up a VH1 reality show. That's the news and other stuff. It's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.